Today's Shi'ah is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes, and we will begin at the Mishnah, Daf Pei Tes, Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, continuing the halachos of Zakri Mamre, Eben Misan I say, Leib Bezdin should be Iroi. We don't kill him, we don't execute the Zakri Mamre in the Bezdin of his town, which the Rishonim take to be teaching us that the actual dentira of the Zakri Mamre did take place in the Bezdin of his town, just the execution isn't done there. Furthermore, the Leib Bezdin should be Yavna. As we've been discussing, the Sanhedrin place is in the Lishkas Hagazis, but at a certain point, the Sanhedrin moved out of the Lishkas Hagazis. First, they moved into Chanus, into store in Yerushalayim, storefront, and then they moved to Yavna. And the way Tosfos and Rishonim explain the Mishnah is as follows. One cannot become a Zakein Mamre unless he rebelled against the psak of the Sanhedrin that was made in the Lishkas Hagazis, because we said, learned in the previous year, Malamet Shehamokoim Goyrim. But even though Mokim is Goyrim, the halacha is that let's say the psak was made in the Lishkas Hagazis. By the time it comes to execute him, they are no longer in the Lishkas Hagazis. We don't kill the Zakein Mamre. V'loy Bezen Shebiyavna, Ela Malay Se Lebezen Hagolos Shebishalayim. We take him up to Bezen Golos Shalayim. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, we would hold him there until one of the Shalosh Regolim, and only on the Shalosh Regolim, that's when he was executed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'chol Am Yishmu V'yiro V'lo Yizidin Oyd Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that even though, as we've learned a number of times in Am Masechta, there's a concept of Inui Hadin, that normally as soon as somebody is convicted, he's executed. By El Zakei Mamre, we don't wait, we wait for Yontif, when everybody is in Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel. Of course, the Mepharshim say it's not on Yontif itself that he's executed, it means on Chol HaMoed, Yontif time. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says, just like there's a din of Inui Hadin by all convicted people, so too by the Zakei Mamre. And therefore, we don't delay it. He's executed immediately. However, since we do want to publicize what happened, he therefore says, because of Ashok and Shluchim become Mekaimis, we send our messengers, Ish Plani Mischai Misa Bebezdin. Tana Rabbanon, Ema Misanai Say Leber Bezdin should be Eroi. We don't execute him not in the Bezdin in his town. Leber Bezdin should be Yavna, nor in the Bezdin of Yavna. We brought him up to the Bezdin HaGolos Yerushalayim, and we waited until one of the Sholosh Regolim, the closest of the Sholosh Regolim, and that's when we execute him. This is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda disputed him, as he did in our Mishnah. Does it say that they actually have to see it, that should cause them to have the proper Yerushamayim? The Pasuk only speaks about Yishmu Yiro, that they should become aware of what happened, and that's how they'll come to Yiro. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, Lama Ma'anim Dinah Shalzeh, it's inappropriate to delay. El Misna Samiyad, we execute him immediately, and in terms of publicizing, Kasm Shalchim Kalmachim. Ish plain in the sky, Misa Bebezdin. That this person was executed, he was a Zakein Mamre. Says the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Abba, there are four people who the Torah says that they should be executed, Tzrich Nachroza, but they need to be, we need to publicize this. Hamesis, somebody tries to influence somebody to worship Avodah Zarah, Ben Sarimara, we discussed at length previously, Zakein Mamre, Vedim Zomimim. Bekula, by all of them, points out the Brai Siksiv, V'chol Am, V'chol Yisrael, everybody in Klai Yisrael should be aware of what happened. However, B'Edom Zomimim, it doesn't say the rest of Klai Yisrael should be aware of what happened. Rather, the Torah uses the words V'anisharim. Anybody else besides the Edom Zomimim should become aware. Why? Why does the Torah use a different word by Edom Zomimim? Because says the Gemara, the La Kol Am Chazal Sedusa. every Jew, Rachman Tzlan, could be a Mesis, could be a Zaka Mamre, but not every Jew could be an Eid Zomim, because only kosher, only people who are qualified witnesses could be Eidim. And that's why it says Vanisharim. Here we have a very interesting Machloikus, Harishonim. Clearly, by Zaka Mamre, as we learned in the Mishnah, and we learned in the Gemara, there's Machloikus with Kivra of Yehuda, when should he be killed? Immediately, or by one of the Shalosh Regalim? What about the other three people who our Gemara just said should be killed publicly? Will Rabbi Akiva, some Rishonim suggest, agree in that case to Rabbi Yehuda that by those people they're killed immediately and we just publicized that they were killed? Or other Rishonim suggest that here too Rabbi Yehuda disputes Rabbi Yehuda, and his opinion is that we wait until one of the Shalosh Regalim to execute them. I saw a very interesting pshat. According to this opinion that says that it's only a Zaki Mamre who we wait, not the others. So I saw a very interesting pshat. Why? We know, we learned as we began the sugi of Zaki Mamre, that a Zaki Mamre has to be at least 40 years old. So he's already a mature adult. And since he's a mature adult, the chances of him contemplating what he has done and doing tshuva are greater. So say to Mefarshim, by a Zaka Mamre, Rekiva tells us, let's wait. Because the chances of him doing tshuva, realizing what he did was wrong, are very significant. So he waits, and he does tshuva. And after he waits and does tshuva, then he should be executed. He still is executed, as the Noid Behuda told us. We spoke out to the Noid Behuda the other day, that even if somebody who was convicted does tshuva, he still gets executed, but at least he dies with tshuva. The other people aren't necessarily going to do tshuva, so they should be executed immediately. Says the Mishnah, Navi HaSheker, if somebody is a Navi HaSheker, which means HaMasnabi MaShleshama, he says Navu of what he didn't hear. So as the Rambam and the Mechas Chinuch, in explaining the Rambam point out, the person that we're discussing, who we're discussing now, the halachas of a Navi Sheker, is a person who's established to be a Navi. And now he says a lie. He says a Navi Sheker. But somebody who's a Hedget and has no relationship to Nevuah can never become a Navi Sheker. That's one point Mechas Chinuch makes. On the other hand, he says, he quotes Hagos Maimonis, that Hagos Maimonis says that a Navi, even though, as we just said, a regular person can never be a Navi Sheker, a person has to be careful. And he says sometimes the people have a tendency in their conversation that they say, what I'm saying is God told me this. He just wants to make the point how serious he is about it. That's a question of Navu Sheker. You have to be careful not to make that kind of a statement. Furthermore, says the Rambam, that our Mishnah is focused on a Navi Sheker who makes a statement telling people to do something, not to do something. But there's another part, there's another type of a Navi Sheker, says the Rambam. A Navi Sheker could be someone who says the future, and then it turns out not to be that way. So says the Rambam, if somebody comes and says a prediction into the future of something good happening, and then it turns out it doesn't happen, he is a Navi Sheker. But let's say he says something bad will happen, and it doesn't happen, it doesn't make him into a Navi Sheker, because it could well be that people did tshuva, and that's why it didn't happen. Says the Mishnah, Navi Sheker is Hamisnabe Mashloi Shama. He says Nevuah what he did not hear, or Mashloi Nemaloi, or even if it's a Nevuah, but it wasn't a Nevuah that was given for him to say. This individual, Misos B'dei Adam, is killed through Bezdin. Aval, HaKoivish Es Nevuasai, somebody who suppresses his Nevuah. Or Hamavater Al Divrei Navi, he doesn't listen to what the Navi says. Or a Navi Shavah Devaratzmai, a Navi who gave a Nevuah and transgresses it, Misasa B'dei Shemayim, Shenema Anoichi Edrish Mi'imai. So ask the Mefarshim a Gevalda Gekasha. Here our Gemara is saying that Hamavata Al Devarei Navi, somebody who doesn't listen to what a Navi says, is Chaim Misa B'dei Shemayim. We know, ask the Mefarshim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adoin HaNaviim. He was the greatest Navi. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah. So ask the Mefarshim, why, if somebody goes against what the Torah says, does he not consider a Mevatal Divrei Navi, and it should be Mechayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim? So I saw two turutzim to this question. One answer to this question is that a mevatal divrei novi is when he is transgressing what the novi said because he doesn't want to pay attention to what the novi said. When a person, chas v'shalom, violates what it says in the Torah, he's not doing it because he's saying Moshe Rabbeinu was a novi and I don't care what he said. He's saying he's not doing the right thing, but he's not trying to abuse the nevuah, and therefore he's not considered a mevatal divrei novi. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that although, as I said, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, but Moshe Rabbeinu, not everything he said is in the category of Nevuah. Some of what he said is a new category. It's in the category of what's known as Torah. And there is no din of a mevatal divrei Torah. HaKavish Nevuah, as the Gemara will say, one, the example of a Kavish Nevuah, somebody who suppressed saying his Nevuah, was Yonah. So Mepharshim discuss many pshatim, how Yonah indeed didn't, when Yonah was told to go to Nineveh and say the Nevuah, how did Yonah not go? He's a Kovish Nevosai. There's so many terutzim. One terutz is that this, the Ratva suggests, that this was the first Nevuah that was given to Nineveh to say. When is there a halacha of a Kovish Nevosai? Only by somebody who has been established as a Navi. Yonah has not yet been established as a Navi. Another pshat is that Yonah's intent was not to never say the Nevuah. His intent was to delay saying the Nevuah. That's not called the Kavish Divrei Nevuah. Third pshat is that Nineveh was in Chutz La'aretz. Where is there an issue of not saying Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz? And a fourth teretz that I saw from Cheskel Levenstein, tremendous teretz, is that indeed Yonah did the wrong thing. But why did Yonah do the wrong thing? Because he was worried about the covenant of Klal Yisrael, that we shouldn't have a situation where Nineveh would do tshuva, not Klal Yisrael. Yonah was prepared to be Maisa Nefesh for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't be look bad. It says the Mishnah further, HaMisnam B'Shem V'Vadis Kachamim, somebody says Nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah, by saying, I'm a Kach Amra Avodah Kachamim, this is what the Avodah Zarah told me, of Kivan of a field kivan of salacha, even if he's halachically correct, that he was metame satame, or latara satar, still he's considered misnam b'shem avodas kachavim. Continues the Mishnah. Habal eshesish, a halacha that we've learned many times. If somebody has relations with a nara hamarasa, the misa skila. If somebody has a relationship with an eshesish, a nesua, and points out the Mishnah, that she's already considered in that status, not as soon as Kim Shaduchna Sal Rushus about. The Gemara Masechta Ksubas says that this means to say that as soon as the husband Shlichim took her from her father's house, Kim Shaduchna Sal Rushus about Nesuim, even though Apishlai Nivala, even though this marriage has not yet been consummated, the loch is Habar La Reza Bechenik. Continues the Mishnah. We've discussed this halacha many times too. The Zayman Beis Kain Ubayala. Two words of introduction. The Torah says, Abas Ish Kain Kisecha Liznois, Asaviyahi Mechaleles Be'esh Tisarif. The Einish for Abas Kain, who's Mezana, is Sreifa. The Torah also says that Edom Zaymanim, who say false testimony, and then they became Muzam by saying to them, Imanu Hayisem, Vasisim Loikasha Zomam Lasis Lo'achiv. So let's say Edom Zomimim said that Abbas Kohen was Mazana, that if they were saying the truth, she would get Sreifa. Typically, normally, Kasha Zomam would call that they should get Sreifa. Says the Mishnah, Shekal Mazim Magdim Oysa Misa, they should get Sreifa, because that's the Misa they wanted to get, that she wanted to accomplish, she should get. Chutz Mazomim Abbas Kohen, Ba'ala, they'll get Chenek. So, I saw a beautiful explanation why. It doesn't make sense. The rule of Kasha Zomim Lasas Lachav said that they should get the Misa that they wanted to cause the person to get. So they wanted her to get Sreifa. Why do they get Chenek? So I saw a pshat like this. Why in Din, indeed, is there a Din that a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa? Because we're concerned for the honor of the Kahuna. And a Bas Kohen was Mizana. She defiled the honor of the Kahuna. And because she defiled the honor of the Kahuna, Hamisa is Sreifa. What happened here? These Edom falsely testified that Abbas Kohen was Mazana. If we're going to give them Sreifa, they'll cause a bezoyin, an embarrassment to the kahuna, that this is what's being said about the kahuna. And our whole goal, the Torah's whole goal, is to cause honor to the kahuna, not the other way around. So the way by keeping it quiet is not giving them straight for giving them chenek. Says the Braisa, Tana Rabbanu Shloish Misos Midei Adam, three averus regarding Navi Sheker, there's Misa Midei Adam, Vishloish Midos Midei Shemaim, and three are Misa Midei Shemaim. Says the Braisa, Hamasnava Mashloi Shama, if he says testimony what he did not hear, or Mashloi Nemeloi, what was said but wasn't said to him to repeat, or Hamasnava Vishem Averis Kechavim, these people Misos Midei Adam. However, Hakoivish is Nevosai, or Amavat al Divrei Novi, or Novish of al Divrei Atzmai, there Misos Midei Shemaim. Ask the Gemara, Menon Emili, Amar Yudam Rav, the Amar Kura, Ach HaNovish Yizovel Dav Vishmi. That's Misnabi Mashloi Shoma. He says Nevu that he never even heard. Vashloi Tzivisa means, I didn't tell him to say it. Ol Chaveir Tzivisa. I did tell his colleagues to say it. Which means, the Nevuah was said, but it wasn't said for him to say. He says Nevuah in the name of a Zara. The Pasuk says regarding these individuals, Umeis Hanavi Hahu, and says the Braisa, the called Misa Amur B'Tarishtam, and the Torah uses the word Misa without specifying which Misa, as Eina Elochenik. However, Hakavish Nevosai, somebody suppresses his Nevuah, or Hamavat al Divrei Navi, he ignores what the Navi said, or the Navi Shiava al Divrei Atzmai, he himself violates what he said, they Misasim Dei Shemaim, the Ksiv, Vishish La Yishma, Kuribe La Yashmiya, read the word La Yishmiya, there are no Nekudas, there are no vowels in the Torah, so it means either La Yishmiya, that he doesn't articulate what he was supposed to, the Kuribe La Yishma, that he doesn't listen to what he said, but Advarai, means Misa B'Dei Shemaim. Said the Mishnah, what is Hamsnabe Mashle Shama? Somebody says Nevuah that wasn't given to him. What is such an example? Kigoyin Tzidkoya Ben Kanana. There's a story as follows. We know Achav was a Rasha, and Achav was the king of Yisrael. At the same time, Yehoshaphat was the king of Aram. And Achav approaches Yehoshaphat, that let's join together to Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, and Achav, the king of Israel, should join together to do battle with Aram. And Yehoshaphat is concerned. Is this what Hashem wants? So Achav brings 400 Nevi'im, amongst them Tzidkiyo, to say Nevuah that this is a battle that they should go to and they will prevail. And Tzidkiyo goes, he's one of the Nevi'im. The Yasle says the Gemposik, Tzidkiyo ben Kanana Karni Basil. He made iron horns. And he said, with these horns, Be'ela Tanagechas Aram. With these we will be able to win over Aram. And it was all not true. Says the Gemara, might have a little love it. Why do we have a complaint against Achav? Ruach Novos Atiesai. He made a legitimate mistake. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says there. When Hashem wanted to mislead Achav, V'yom Hashem mi yafata is Achav. Who will convince Achav to go to battle which he will really lose? V'yal v'yipel v'ramaskol, where he will fall a rimaskolet. Says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, V'yetzei ruach v'yam lefnei Hashem, V'yom ani aftana, I will be the one. V'yom gam tefata v'gam tefat v'gam tuchel tsei v'asei kein. Who was this? Says the Gemara, was Nevois. Who was Nevois? Again, let's review. Nevois, as Israeli, was an individual who Achav wanted his property, and he was refusing to sell it to Achav. So Achav put out a rumor that he was a murder by Malchus, that he treason, and he was killed, and Achav confiscated his property. So in revenge, this is what the spirit of Nevois did. Amar Yehuda, what did the Pasuk say, the word say? Say me michitasi, leave me. My ruach, who was that ruach? Amar Yehuda, ruach shon the voice of Israeli. So, Tzadik, Tzidkiyo, heard this ruach. So why do we have a complaint against him? Why did the Pasuk say that he is considered an individual of Hamasnava Mashle Shama? Says the Gemara, because Havlei Lemedek. If he would have checked, he would have realized that this wasn't a real nevuah. How would he have known? Based on what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Could Rabbi Yitzchak? Dov Rabbi Yitzchak. Signan echad oylul kam neviim. Many neviim can have the same message. However, v'ein shnei neviim b'snagim b'signan echad. Even though they carry the same message, they don't say the exact same words. And here the fact that all 400 neviim said the same words should have been a red flag to Tzidkiyo that this is not a real nevuah. What is the Gemara? And the Gemara gives an example. We find two people, Avadya and Yirmiyo, that said the same message, but didn't say the exact same words. Avadya Omer, Zdoin Liba Chasiyacha. The fact that you were Russia made you go on the wrong way. Yirmiyo Amet Tfilotzcha, Hisiya Oizcha, Zerdan Lipcha. Vahani. And since all four of these 400 Nevi'im, mid the Kamri Kula Kadodi, they use the exact same words, Shmamino Loi Klum Kamri. That should have been a red flag to Tzidkiyo that this wasn't a real Nevuah, and that's why he was punished for saying it. So I saw that the Chazanish explains. What does the Gemara mean? Ain't Shnei Nevi'im Misnam Misagnechot. First I'll repeat the Mashah. The Mashah says that just like we learned early in the Masechta, if we have two Edom that say the exact same words, that's a red flag. Two people don't talk the exact same way. Here too it should be a red flag. Chazanish has two ways of understanding this Gemara. One way Chazanish explains the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Nevi'im the exact words what to say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives two people the exact same words to say. That's one pshat Chazanish suggests. Another pshat that the Chazanish suggests is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives the message to the Nevi'im. He doesn't give them the exact words to say. But we know that there are no two people that are identical. Kshem, Shem, Petzufeim, Shabbos, Kacha, and Deyesein, Shabbos. So to find two people that should use the exact same words to give up a message, there's something wrong here. The Chasam Sofer uses this Gemara to teach us a very important lesson, La'alocha L'maisa. He says that here we see a concept that a number of people could have the same message, make the same point, but not use the exact same words and get to the same goal. He says the same thing when it comes to tefillah. We have different people that daven different nuschos. Some people daven nusach Ashkenaz, and some people daven nusach Tzvard, and some people daven nusach Ari. But they all could join together to daven together because they all have the same point that will be mispalled to the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara. Maybe Tzidkiyo was not aware of this halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, that if two Nevi'im say the same Nevu'ah, there's something wrong. Says the Gemara, as I said earlier, Yishafet have a hasam. Yishafet was there. Yishafet was a tzaddik. V'kamelu d'ksiv yom Yishafet ein pay navi. Yishafet asks Achav, after Achav bringing all 400 of these Nevi'im, he asks, do you have one more Navi that perhaps could say what will happen in the battle? So Achav says to Yehoshaphat, Amlai ha'ika kolhani, aren't there all these Nevi'im here? Why do you need more? To which Yehoshaphat responds, Amlai kachem kublanim beis avi abba, signa echad oylul kam Nevi'im. Many Nevi'im could have the same message, however ancient Nevi'im snabim the signa echad. And the fact that they all used the exact same words, as I said, was a red flag. Says the Gemara, Hamasnaba Mashloi Nemaloi. If somebody says a Nevuah, but it wasn't a Nevuah that was said to him to say, is Chai Misa. What is such an example? Says the Gemara, Kagoyin Chananya Ben Azar. The Koy Yirmiyo B'Shuk Ha'elyon. Yirmiyo was standing in the upper marketplace of Yerushalayim. The Kaman, he was saying, Koy Omar Hashem Tzvokais. Hinini Shoivers Keshis Elam. I will destroy Elam. Nasa Chananya Kavachayim Vatzmai. So Chananya made the following Kavachayim. Oma Elam Shloi Ba El Lazis Bavel. Elam's entire goal was only to help Bavel destroy Klal Yisrael. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hinini Shoiver Es Keshes Elam. I will destroy them. Kazdem Atzmam. So the Bavlayim themselves, Alachas Kama Kama, certainly will be destroyed. Osi Iyu B'Shuk HaTachten. So he went to the lower marketplace in Yerushalayim, and Omar Koy Amar Hashem, that Hashem said, Shvarti as oil Melech Bavel. I will destroy Bavel. Amalei Abai, Prophet Abai, how is this a raya that if somebody says nevuah that was said to somebody else to say that he's chayiv misa, halachaveru namiloi nemar. Not even Yirmiyah was instructed to say this nevuah. Says the Gemara, Amalei kivin desyav kavachayim lemidrash, since the kavachayim is a legitimate way of learning, command it malei dami. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly said to Yirmiyahu to say this nevuah, who needed the loy nemaloy, but it wasn't he who was supposed to say the nevuah. And the way most Mefarshim explain this Gemara, this is the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, from here we see the power of a Kal V'Chaymer, that this was a Kal V'Chaymer that Hananya learned, and that therefore it's considered as if it was said to Yirmiyahu. The only complaint is that you weren't the one that was supposed to say it, Yirmiyahu was supposed to say it. That's the way most Mefarshim learn the Gemara. However, many Mefarshim, the Parshas Drachim, doesn't learn the Gemara that way, and he learns the Gemara that the Gemara is teaching us is, you have no right to make Kavachoymers, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, he didn't say. We learned, Hamasnam B'Shem Averitz Kechavim, what's such an example? Kigoy Neviyah Habal. Kigoy HaKoyvish Nevosa, I spoke about this in the Mishnah, what's an example of that? Kigoy Yoyne Ben Amitai. Hamavater, a Divrei Navi, somebody who violates what the Navi said, what is that? Kigon Chavrei de Micha, the colleague of Micha, the Ksiv, Vish Echo Bimnei HaNaviim, Omer Reveyu, Omer El Reveyu, Bedvar Hashem HaKeni Na, V'yimayani Ish LaKoysoi, V'ksiv Yoyme Lo Yana Shlo Shemata, you were attacked by lions. What happened? What happened was, Achav went to battle against Ben Hadad, and Achav won. Now Micha told Achav, you should have killed Ben Hadad. But Achav didn't kill Ben Hadad, he let him go. So Micha wanted to show an example of what he did. How did he show an example of what, how to understand what Achav did? He had a friend, and he told the friend to hit him. The friend didn't want to hit him. And he said, if you don't listen to it, and because the friend didn't listen to what he said, the friend was attacked by a lion. So what Micha was saying to Achav, if here, this person was my friend, and I was telling him to hit me, which is something that you're not allowed to do. Still, because he didn't listen to what I said, and it's nevuah, and you're supposed to listen to what a Navi says, he was attacked by a lion. You, Achav, who had your enemy, Ben Hadad in your hands, and you let him go, will be attacked. Says the Gemara, the Navi Shavah Devei Atzmai, what is the example of a Navi that violates his own message? Kigoy Adah HaNavi. Again, to review, the Torah, the Tanakh teaches us the story of Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat was a Rasha, and he put up Avodah Zarah instead of people should worship Hashem in the base of Mikdash, they should worship the Avodah Zarah. And Hashem sends Adoy HaNavi to Yeravim with a message. And he warns Adoy HaNavi not to eat by Yeravim. So when Yeravim invites him, the Ksiv Kain Tziva Oisi, he says, I can't eat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to eat anything here. Then the Pasuk says that Adah HaNavi is on his way home and he meets somebody. And he thought that this person he met was a Navi. And the Navi tells him, you should eat by Yeravim. So he said, but I got a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to eat there. So he says to him, V'yomeloi gam ani navi k'maycha. I too am a navi. V'ksiv v'yeshev itai. So Adah HaNavi returns and sits with Yeravim for the meal. V'ksiv v'yelech v'yemtziya aryeh. He was given a directive not to eat. He violated the directive and he was attacked by a lion. Says the Gemara, Toni tona kamed rav chizda. Hakoyvish es nevosai. If somebody suppresses his nevuah, loika. So he said to him, Amalei, man da ochel tamri be'arba l'loka, just because somebody suppresses his nevuah, he should get malchus, just like because he's eating dates. So Pashpashat the Gemara's question is, that he's not doing anything that serious they should deserve. I saw an interesting pshat. He says, sometimes when you eat dates, there may be toloim, there may be worms in the dates. But if you don't see them, you haven't done an aveira. So he's saying, if somebody eats dates, and he did see the worms. He didn't do an Aveira. So what Aveira did he do here? Ma Masriba. because we know that you have to get Asura. Amar Abaya, Chavrei Neviyah. His other Neviyim should give him Asura. But I saw most Rishonim are of the opinion that even though he gets punished, and he, as we're learning, has to get Asura, the punishment that he gets is not because he did a lav, because it's a lav shem b'maisa. You can't give Asura for lav shem b'maisa. Furthermore, the Asura that he would be given, the Gemara now will explain how it's even possible that he should get Asura, is an Asura Sufik, because we don't know for sure that he's not going to say the Nevuah. The punishment that he's getting is because he's supposed to say the Nevuah immediately, and he's not saying it. Ask the Gemara, Mena Yadi, how do the other Nevi'im know? Amar Abaya, the Ksiv, Kilayas Hashem Alakim Dover, Ki Im Gilei Saida. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu does something, he lets all the other Nevi'im know. So I saw a beautiful Vart. There's a famous Gemara. We quoted it recently. Kol Oyma Dover B'Shem Oymroi, Mevi Ge'ula L'Oylam. Why does he bring a Ge'ula L'Oylam? What's the Raya? From Esther and Mordechai, that Esther repeated to Achashverosh what Bixen and Seresh wanted to do, and she said it b'shem Mordechai, that she got this information by Mordechai, and that's why the Nesa Purim with Achashverosh waking up at night, we all know the story. So, Mepharshim asked, why is Esther given so much credit? She only did the honest and right thing. So Mepharshim answered, Mordechai was a Navi and Esther was a Navi. So whatever Mordechai knew, Esther knew. So it wasn't a great thing that Mordechai told her. She knew it anyway. And yet, even though she knew it, because Agamar says that all Nevi'im know all Nevuah. And even though she knew it when she repeated it, Tachashverosh, she was careful to repeat it, in the name of Mordechai, maybe Gula Lailah. V'dimah, Hadribet, maybe even though there was such a Nevuah, perhaps Hashem retracted, says the Gemara, and Isa, and the Hadribet, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracts, Idua have a medil kula neviyah. He would have informed all the neviyim. Ask the Gemara, v'yoyna the Hadribay. By yoyna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said first that he's going to destroy Nineveh, and then he changed his mind, v'loy adinu, and he didn't notify all the other neviyim. Says the Gemara, yoyna mikur Nineveh napechas amrilay. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him was Nineveh is going to turn over. Ila yoda. But he wasn't clear. That word, napeches, can mean one of two things. It can mean ila toiva, ila ra, could turn over that they'll do tshuva, or ila ra, that they'll be destroyed. So it wasn't that he changed, it was never clear in the first place. We learned, hamavata adirvei novi, if somebody transgresses what the novi said, he gets misav de shemayim. Ask the Gemara, meno yoda di anish, how do we know that it's nevuah they should get punished for violating it? Says the Gemara, the Yavli Ois. It's talking about there's a sign that this is a real Nevuah. Ask the Gemara, V'micha de lo Yavli Ois. Micha did not give that person that we spoke about on top of the Amid a sign, and yet we explained that he got punished. Answers the Gemara, Hecha de Muchsik Shani. Where he's known, it's different. Says the Gemara, de lo Teimahachi. If we won't say that, that if a person is a muhsik, we don't listen to him. Avram Bahar Maria, Avram, who we're going to speak about in a moment, by the Har Maria, that he told Yitzchak, they were told Yitzchak, you have to be ready to get killed. How did Yitzchak listen to him? He didn't show him a sign that he's saying a real Nevuah. Hey, Chisham Allah Yitzchak. Eliyahu Bahar Kamra, we remember the story where Eliyahu challenged the Nevi Habal. And he said to them, I'm going to put you up to this challenge, we're going to make a Mizbeach. And we'll see on which Mizbeach a fire will come down from Shemayim. Where the Nevi Habal made a Mizbeach, and they sang, and they danced, and they tried. And nothing happened. And Eliyahu put up a Mizbeach, and he poured water around the Mizbeach. And then a fire descended from Shemayim and burnt everything up. But there's a problem with Shechut Echutz. Now how to bring a carbon outside of the Mishkan. How did Eliyahu do it? Hechis Samchelei. How did they allow Eliyahu to do it? That they should make shkut ichutz. Ela hecha de muchsik shani. It must be a Navi who's muchsik doesn't have to bring a sign. So since we mentioned the parasha of Avram Avinu with the Akedah, the Gemara goes into it somewhat. It says the Gemara, V'hi achad varma eila Velakim Nisus Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Achad Dvarav Shel Satan. After the words of the Satan. Deksiv V'yigdal HaYelad V'yigomel. As Yitzchak became older. On the Satan said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zokin Zeh, this old person, Chinanta L'mei Shana, you waited till he was 100 years old, Chinanta L'mei Shana Pribetan, you did a tremendous nace for him, that he's 100 years old and that's when he had a child, and Mikol Sudish Asa, and when he, from all the meals that he made, Lo'hoi Lo'i Tar Echad, Agoizel Echad, L'hakri L'fanecha, he did not bring a carbon in gratitude to you. So Mepharshim discuss, how come Taka Avram Avinu didn't bring a carbon in gratitude to Hashem? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is that Avram Avinu thought that the making the bris is the biggest suda. Another pshat along the same lines is that when somebody brings a carbon, what is supposed to be his machshava? His machshava is supposed to be that whatever is happening to the animal really should have happened to me. Avram Avinu, but usually when somebody makes a bris milah, he can't have really that machshava when he's making a bris milah on his child. Avram Avinu was in such a high madrega that when he made the bris milah for Yitzchak, he mamish had kavana like he was ready to bring Yitzchak as a carbon. And he didn't, and therefore he didn't see a need to bring a carbon. One more pshat that I saw is that if Avram Avinu would have brought a carbon, people would have thought that he was happy, he had a personal simcha for having a child. But that's not the simcha the person is supposed to have when he has a child. The simcha he's supposed to have is that he brought an oivet Hashem. And if he would have brought a carbon, it would have sounded like he's thinking about himself, not just Hashem. Everything he did is because of his son. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Satan. Im ani oimeloi zvach es bincha, if I tell him to bring your son as a carbon, lefonai miyad zoifcha, he would listen to what I said. And therefore says the pasuk, miyad velkim nisus avrom. And as Mepharshim say, it wasn't really immediately, because Yitzchak was 37 years old when he was brought as a carbon. So why does the pasuk, why is it called miyad? It was part of the nesoyin, that Avrom should be together with his wonderful son for so many years, and then have to slaughter him, it's so much more of an assayim. V'yama kachnos bincha. Amar b'shim ba'aba, ein no eloshim b'kosha. Moshel b'alch bas v'dom sh'olvim alav mechamas harbe. A king was in many battles. V'hoi la givayachan, he had a general, v'notzchan, he prevailed in all the battles. L'yam amdolay mechama chazoka. Then he was getting into the battle of his life. Amar b'kosh mecha, amir liba mechama zu, stand into this war, shlayom rishonis ein ben mamish. The people shouldn't say that what you did previously was nothing. Ava Kadosh Baruch Omel Avram, nesesicha bekamen nesyonis. I tested you many times, v'marata bekulam, and you passed all of them. Achshav, I ask of you, amoydli b'nesayim zeh, stand in this nesayim, shlayom ein mamish b'rishonim. So first say, what's pshat ein mamish b'rishonim? Why do they fall away? So one pshat that I saw is, in the other test, Avram had something to gain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him in a war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him when he went into fire. Here he had nothing to gain. And that's why it's the greatest test. Another pshat is that this was the 10th Nisayim. And as it's alluded to in Pirkei Avos, the 10 Nisayimis correspond to the 10 Mamoris with which the world was created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avram Avinu, you're passing the 10 Nisayimis will prove that it was worthwhile to create the world with Asarim Amiris. Esbincha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, take your son. So Avram says to him, based on him, they have two sons. Es Yechitcha, so Avram says, Zeh Yochad Limay, Yishmael is his only son to his mother, Zeh Yochad Limay, Ashahafta, Tavayruch Himnali, I love both. Es Yitzchak, so he told him Yitzchak, says the mother, Kokach Lamay, if he came on to him quickly, he would maybe wouldn't be of clear mind. As Mepharshim say, and then if he did it, people would say he did it only because he wasn't clear. Like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he knew what he was getting into. So the Satan went away. And he said to him, it's actually Pasuk in Eiv, where Eliphaz, who represents the Yetzer Hara, says this to Eiv, and the Gemara here uses the same dialogue. Hanisa dar alecha talecha. Hina yisat the rabbin, the yudayim rafis the chazik, kosher kimach. Ke'at atav alech v'tala. Meaning, he said to him, your whole point is to show the world who God is. And if now you kill your son, it'll be the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. Amrei, ani betume elech. I do what I have to do. Amrei, hayyoscha kolaslecha. Your Shemayim will trip you up. Amrei, zechon mihu naki ovid. I do what Hashem said. Kivin dechazo. Once the Malach HaMavis saw the Lord Kashmilei, that he wasn't listening to him, Amrei, v'lai dover yigunav. I have a word to tell you that I heard in secret. Says the Satan Avram, Kach shemati mechaya pargit, haser lo'ayla ben Yitzchak lo'ayla. Amalai, kach anshe shabadoi, shafila oimer emes ein shemalai. This is your fate. Really, I think you're right, but I don't listen to you because I know you're a liar. And that's why he went ahead with the Akedah. There's so beautiful verse from the Satan Rebbe. The Satan Rebbe says that we say in tefillah, k'mon shekovesh avarim avinu srachmav, ken yich b'shu srachmecha. Which means as follows, says the Satmar Rebbe. People come to Yom Naron, for example, do tshuva. And the tshuva is sincere, but we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that they're not going to necessarily keep up with the tshuva all year. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Avram Avinu gets credit for the Akedah, even though ultimately he didn't do the Akedah, so too we should get credit for the tshuva, even if we won't be able to withstand and do it. Rav Levi Amar, a whole different pshat. Achad varsh l'shmol Yitzchak. There was a dialogue in between Yishmol and Yitzchak. Amalei Yishmol Yitzchak. Yishmol said to Yitzchak, Ani gol b'mchav b'mitzvus. I am greater than you. She'al tamata ben shmanes yomim. You had a meal when you were only 8 days old. You didn't feel it. V'ani ben shloish asu shanam. And I, when I was b'mitzvah. Amalei be'eva achat megarbi. You're trying to show you're greater than me with this, with this. Says Yitzchak to Yishmol, "Emamalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzm cholafanai, ani zvayach, I'm prepared. Yad v'alkim nisus Avram." So 2 points. Number one, first and say a person should be careful what he says, because by saying this, he got this nesayin. He withstood the nesayin. And that's also why we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, "V'akedus Yitzchak." Hayom lebona berachemim tizkar. Why Akedah Yitzchak? Because the first one said that Akedah came because of Yitzchak, what he said to Yishmael.